Portugal. What comes to mind? Cristiano Ronaldo? Port? The Algarve? How about bird watching? Leave the beaches behind and head inland towards Aveiro and Estarreja, and you'll find much more to do than just sunbathing. Eduardo da Silva Mendes is a nature guide at Bioria.
We have in the Bioria project several pathways that you can visit, passing by the different habitat types that you can see in here. So you have different landscapes, but very close to each other. So very different things to visit within the same region. For instance, in the trail where we are now, the Sal Rio Trail, we have mostly the rice fields, the reed beds and flooded fields. But for instance, if we go a little bit to the south to other trails that we have, you'll see more forested areas completely opposite to this one in which we have open habitats. And we have in there a typical habitat from the region, which is the what we call the bocage, which is basically man-made habitat that links the agriculture with nature, because it is composed by small agricultural fields surrounded by freshwater dishes and surrounded also by native tree lines and shrubs, so native flora, vegetation, a network with the agricultural fields in between. So, yeah, you have different landscapes very close to each other with different natural values.
How important do you think it is as an area for preserving certain species and perhaps even increasing their numbers?
It's a very, very important area for conservation, mainly, mostly of some bird species. For instance, the purple heron, which is one of the most emblematic birds of the region. In here we have the second biggest reproductive colony of the country. So just for that, it's very important. The marsh harrier is another example of that. It's another endangered species in Europe. In the Aveiro Lagoon, we have 25% of the couples that exist in Portugal. So one-fourth of the population of the species is in here around the Aveiro Lagoon. Besides those species, there's lots of others that depend on the habitats that we have in here. So the need for it, their conservation, it's big.
What about invasive species? What impact do they have on the area?
We have some problems already with acacias and the pampas weed. So the acacias are Australian species, the pampas weed it's from South America. And they are spreading throughout the habitats, the landscape that we have in here. So yeah, we need to start controlling them. We already start doing some small projects related to that. Besides that, we have several animal invasive species as well. The most noticeable one is the American crayfish that spread all over Portugal. They feed mostly on juvenile fish and tadpoles, so amphibians' larvae. And they are a huge threat to the conservation of those animals, specifically because in the Iberian Peninsula we have several fish and amphibians endemic species, so species that in the entire world only exist in Portugal and Spain.
In terms of being able to preserve the area and perhaps work on conservation, how easy is that to do here? Because in the UK, we kind of have a setup where NGOs would own the land and therefore would have control over it. Is that a similar setup here, or are you working with different parameters?
In here, it's a little bit different because all of the land present in the region has an owner and not NGOs, private owners. So that's one challenge we have to try to merge our ideals with the ideals of the owners, of the landowners in the region, and try to work together.
And overall, though, what's the aim for the area? What do you hope you're going to achieve? Is it about education? Is it about preserving species? What's the goal?
The main goal of the project is nature tourism, so provide people with an easy way to contact with nature, and environmental education. We do guided tours and several activities with children, from children to adults actually. So the environmental education is one of our main goals. We try that with the education we give, with the information we pass to our visitors, that we are going to preserve something by their actions, their own actions.
That's Eduardo da Silva Mendes, a nature guide at Bioria. For more information, see centreofportugal.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.